support this podcast, support this station, support jazz music, and listen to WHUS and In the Groove Jazz and Beyond. All right, we're going to continue on with another classic, one of the greats of all time, Sonny Rollins.
Thank you. The controversial Miles Davis. We call him controversial because some people like him, some people don't. We love him, and we're trying to get you to love him. And after you hear him tonight, if you're hearing him for the first time, we know that you will love him.
Miles Davis with a track from an album called Broadcast Sessions, and that was recorded back in, Broadcast Sessions were recorded from 1958 through 1959, and although I don't have the individual track record, so I'm not absolutely sure who played on this, I'm going to give it a guess. Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax. Let's see, I think there was only one sax player on that. If not, it was Cannonball Adderley on alto sax. Wynton Kelly on piano, perhaps. It could have been Red Garland as well. Paul Chambers on bass. And drummers would be either Philly Joe Jones or Jimmy Cobb. My guess is Philly Joe Jones on that one. Like I say, I don't have the individual track listings, and there's quite a few musicians listed on the album. But that was Miles Davis's, one of my favorite compositions anyway, Four. It's the name of that composition. Before that, we heard from Sonny Rollins from the famous album entitled The Bridge. And we heard the track Without a Song. And let's see, that was, when was that recorded? Let's see if I can see that. Back in 1962. And that features Bob Cranshaw on bass, Jimmy Hall on guitar, doing fine guitar work on that. Ben Riley on drums and Sonny Rollins on tenor sax. Let's see, time now is 5:15. You're listening to a special afternoon edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're doing all classics, all masters of jazz music, so I hope you dig it. We've been hearing from quite a few over the last hour and 15 minutes. We're going to continue on with some more. We had a listener who called up enjoying the program, and he wanted to hear some Stanley Turrentine. Unfortunately, I couldn't dig up any Stanley Turrentine, but I do have some Jimmy Smith featuring Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax on the album. A great album. It's called Foremost. Jimmy Smith, Hammond B3 organ extraordinaire. And we're going to hear a track called Midnight Special. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Midnight. Thank you.
Yeah, Wes Montgomery from the album Round Midnight. I'm trying to see when this was recorded, and I can't quite tell, but definitely the recording quality on that was not up to what I like to hear. But, man, even through all the distortion, you can tell how great these cats were, man. These guys can play. Wes Montgomery on guitar, Grady Tate on drums, Oliver Nelson on alto sax. Was there a sax in that one? I don't think so. Wynton Kelly really cooking on piano on that one. And Jimmy Smith is on that as well on organ, but not on that track. Name of that album, Round Midnight. It is a killer. And before that, we heard, sort of by request, someone called up wanted to hear Stanley Turrentine, but I played something with Stanley on it. Jimmy Smith, the great Hammond B3 organist. The album is called Foremost. And that was Jimmy Smith on organ. Grady Tate also on drums. Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax. Kenny Burrell on guitar. Playing a great guitar on that. I really dug that. Jimmy Smith, Foremost. Great, great album. Let's see. Time now is 5:30. This is a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Usually we have public affairs playing in this time slot from 4 to 7. But the director of public affairs couldn't make it in today. So I got the helm to play what I want, and we're going to listen to some great jazz, some masters of jazz on this special afternoon edition of In the Groove. Hope you're digging it. We're going to continue on with some great classic jazz as we've been playing for the last 1.5 hours and got another 1.5 hours to go. And this one is the great Cannonball Adderley. Thank you.
your bright moments is like making love to a moonbeam. Bright moments, bright moments, bright moments. Bright moments. On the bass fiddle. Guy asked me the other day, how did things get so messed up. Say, Rasan, how did things get so messed up? So I said, baby boy, let me sit down here and let me tell you about it. Yeah, you see, a lot of times, you say, there's a label for this, there's a label for that. By the time you get to putting labels on everything, everything is separated. See? If a cat put a label on you, you're going to be that. And he's going to make you believe that you're that. So if a cat put a label on you, you San Diego. You San Diego boy. Put a label on all of your legs and all of your face. San Diego boy. I don't care, you can go to Georgia, you'll still be a San Diego boy. Because people have already said what you were. Because that label has told them, and you believed in that label. Now I say all this to say that things got messed up because they say that so-called jazz music, you can't relate to it, and it's a generation gap. Ain't no generation gap. Shit. I was listening to Charlie Parker and Coleman Hawkins in my mother's wombs. They was playing. My mother said I was jumping all up and down in her stomach every time she put Charlie Parker on the record player. My crib was a saxophone case. Yeah. I didn't have no basket. Sleeping right in a saxophone case. I used to carry my son around in a drawer. In a hotel room, we didn't get no baby crib for him. Put him in a drawer. That's right. Right under the records. So consequently, the music that we all related to was just another form of the music that we played. Wasn't no gap. Wasn't no blues. Wasn't no rock. Wasn't no black rock. Hard rock. Acid rock. You wasn't playing, you just wasn't playing. Thank you.
Man, that was some monster piano playing on that one. Oscar Peterson from the album Paris Concert, featuring Oscar Peterson on piano, Joe Pass on guitar, Niels Henning Orsted Peterson on bass. Yeah, and didn't even miss the drums on that, man. Those cats just carried the rhythm as if there was a drummer behind them. Really sounded good. And we heard the track Ornithology, the Charlie Parker original. Before that, we heard kind of a crazy one, but I dug it. Bright Moments from Rahsaan Roland Kirk from his albums Compliments of the Mysterious Phantom. And that was great. Let's see. That featured, let me see if I can bring up the personnel on that one. That featured Rahsaan Roland Kirk on flute on that one. Hilton Ruiz on piano. Henry Pearson on bass. John Goldsmith on drums. And also featured, I guess, Rahsaan Roland Kirk doing some philosophizing on that, telling us like it is. Don't like those labels, jazz. But jazz it is, and I dig it, so I don't care what they call it. Before that, we started out with Cannonball Adderley from his album Something Else, and we heard the track called One for Daddy-O. And listen to the lineup on this one. You can't get a better lineup on this. Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, Miles Davis on trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Does it get any better than that, man? I don't think so. That is great. All right, we're going to finish up the hour with another great piano player. This one is Bill Evans. We're going to hear Israel from the album Explorations. Thank you. Yes, time now is 6:01. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM, Radio for the People. And this is a special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, a little before our normal time slot. We've been on since 4 o'clock today. We're going to wrap up at 7 at the end of the next hour. And so we've had 2 hours of great jazz music, 1 hour left to go here. Hope you're digging it. We're doing a All Jazz Masters special. 3 hours of people I think are the greatest musicians in the history of jazz music. I'm sure I'd get a couple arguments here and there, but these are some great, great artists, and I hope you're digging tonight's show. You just heard from Bill Evans from his album Explorations, my favorite Bill Evans album, featuring Bill Evans on piano, Scott LaFaro on bass, Paul Motion on drums. All right, we're going to continue on now with some more music. Joe Henderson, great tenor sax player. We're going to hear from him this week.